going to ask you about this one story. Maybe you were going to tell it already. The story of Errico in the airport in Bombay?
Yeah, that's a different... Yeah, there's another story. That's a different one. About Ram Das and all that sort of thing.
That's a great story.
That's Errico's story, you see. Errico once met a... What was that person He was a Canadian.
Yeah.
And what was he? He was working in the...
Airport.
No, but he was...
Hare Krishna?
No, not Hare Krishna. What do you call this, you see?
Don't they work in the airport?
In the...
Not the Bombay airport, Virginia.
He was employed in one of the, airlines.
Yeah,
and he was not a pilot, but something more than that. He was some squadron leader or something like that. He was employed. He had an access to flights and all that sort of thing. So every now and then, it so happened, he would hear distinctly, go to India, go to India. And Ram Das will be the one who will guide you. Go to India. Well, he would hear and he would just... He's hearing in the sense, not any loud voice or anything, but all the time there would be impressioned hearing would be there. Go to India and Ram Das will show you the way. Ram Das will show you the way, go to India. So he, after years of this, he comes one day to India. He has access to these flights and all. He comes to India and now Errico also is in Bombay. He has landed in Bombay, mind you. And Errico has to catch a flight from Bombay to Delhi for his own visa problems and all that sort of thing, in the early years. So Errico is sitting there, and this man is also sitting there in the room there, in that hall there. And Errico looks here and there, and that man looks at Errico. And Errico looks, and again appears that the man is gazing at Errico all the time. And doesn't understand what's... So Errico, you know how Errico's nature, he befriends him and gets him close and says, "Well, what, you're here in India from where?" So he said, "From the States." "And why have you come to India? For sightseeing or on your business trip?" Or, so no. So he tells about it, that he has been haunted with this, go to India, and I don't know why I'm being haunted like that to go to India. And who is that Ram Das that would help? Is there anyone who, by name Ram Das, who can show me the way? Where? Which way? What way? So he's puzzled. So Errico doesn't pay any heed to all this sort of thing. He takes him to Khosrow's place, you see, in Bombay, because he has to catch the flight. So he says, "Look, now that you have come, where are you heading towards?" He says, "Towards some religious places or something, some spiritual places, Banaras or this or that. I'll go from here to Delhi now and go towards the Himalayas somewhere and this and that." He says, "You stop all that. You cancel your flight now. What you do is..." And he is rushed, you see. He cancels the flight and he rushes there to Hosh's place. Although Errico is waiting for the plane, mind you. It doesn't matter for him. Even if he misses the flight, he wants this soul who has come right in his hands to be directed properly. So he takes it. So Khosrow now makes arrangement with somebody and sends him in a taxi.
What makes him to go to Khosrow's place?
Errico. Errico knew that. Because Khosrow is the one, or Nargis or Khosrow or someone. Yeah, he was before here. So he takes him there and says, "Please see that he goes to Ahmednagar." So he goes. He's put there and he comes to Ahmednagar. And then when he comes to Ahmednagar, he happens to take a rickshaw and come here. So when he arrives here, he has his bag, suitcases and all that. So nobody was here at that time. And even while Errico is going back from the airport to Khosrow, so this man is harping on the subject. "Do you know, brother, is there anybody by name Ram Das who will guide me, who will show me the way?" No, I don't. I have heard of quite a few Ramdases. There is Baba Ramdas in the States, and there is a Papa Ramdas, you know, a Kanan Ghar who has died and all that. But it's not that. You just don't worry about that. You go there and try to find out. But Ramdas was the uppermost in his mind. Ramdas always would surface. It is Ramdas who is going to show me the way. Now, where is the Ramdas? And nobody seems to know Ramdas, and he has come to India, and here he has met the stranger who is forcing him to go somewhere which he does not know, and he does not know where Ramdas is. So poor fellow comes here. Now he has been put there, so he takes a rickshaw and comes here with his two suitcases. Now, nobody was here at the time. We were in the office working there. So Aloba, as usual, was there. From his room he comes out, hearing the noise of this rickshaw in a rickety, cut, 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 cut. So he comes out, who is that? So he sees a Westerner getting down, so he says, Jai Baba, he says. He says, good morning. He says, well, do you want to go to Baba's place? He says, yes. Because Eriko had told him about Baba's name and all that. He says, yes, but seeing that he is holding the two bags from rickshaw, taking them out, all of a sudden, Aloba shouts out the name of Ramdas. Ramdas, come here. Come here. He is our office pupil now, Ramdas. He was working here as a gardener. So he says, take these suitcases. So Ramdas is walking ahead and this prophet is following. He says, take him to the Baba's hall there, Mandi hall. So he puts the two things and then Ramdas shows him. So this is the place. So this man is surprised. This Ramdas is going to show him. So this was how it was. And not only did he come, he sent another air hostess here, and she sent another air hostess and all that.
Showed him
he was
the way,
here.
Right?
Yeah.
He showed him Babel room.
Funny ways, you see. Funny ways how one gets caught.